Welcome, everyone. We've had again Be'ez Hashem, Shem B'tochen, Shir number 31, chapter 4 of the Chayvus Halvavos. Up to B'tochen when you need a favor from somebody. What's the right attitude pertaining to B'tochen when you need a favor? Avaleifane B'tochen alaleikov. V'nyonim Mishulamala mimenu u'mishulamatim mimenu b'kidus b'nei Adam. Concerning ways to have B'tochen in Hashem when relating to people who are in a higher class than you, or in a lower class than you. Haponim ha'yisharim lo, what is the right method to have betochen when you need a favor from those people? That kishayavi oisei hatzayach levakash chayfetz mimishu lamala mimenu, when a need arises to ask for something from someone who is superior to you. For example, you need some funds to raise for a yeshiva or whatever from a wealthy man or a powerful man, or from someone on a lesser status that you need, could use a favor from them. You should place trust in Hashem that the thing will be carried out, that even though you're going to ask that person to help you, but you should have in mind in your heart that Hashem is the one doing it. And you should regard them as only a means by fulfilling his request. In other words, it's as though he is appointing them to be agents of Hashem, but he knows it's not up to them. So in other words, when you ask a rich man for fundraising for your yeshiva, you are basically having betochen in Hashem, you're trusting Hashem, it's thus your hishtadlus is you're appointing them that they will be the agents of Hashem to carry that out. But they are not the ones that are the source of giving you that money. His attitude should be like a man who is tilling the soil, sowing it by means of gaining a livelihood, right? So he's working the soil in order to ultimately produce of wheat, barley, whatever it may be. And the soil gets no credit for what's taking place. The man knows that it's not the soil that's in control. It's Hashem is in control. If Hashem sees fit that he'll give his livelihood from that soil where he's planting these seeds, the seeds will sprout, produce fruit, and increase. There's no reason to thank the earth for that. The earth has no power to do anything except what Hashem puts into its nature. His thanks are to Hashem alone. The same thing applies when a person does something from him. The person has nothing to do with it. It's Hashem alone. We will learn later that there's an Indian of basic Hakaras HaTayiv for the person as a shliach. Yeah, you have to be grateful. You have to say thank you. But not that you are relying on that person or you change your machnef. You have this chanufa aspect, flattery to that person. Yeah, you're respectful and you're grateful mitzad his will to do that, to be that agent, but not yet that you're thanking him for the actual thing that he's giving you, that you thank Hashem for. If Hashem wouldn't want to give the livelihood from his land, then the land won't sprout anything. Or it will sprout the crops, but the crops will get ruined. And he would not blame the land. Notice you're not going to praise the soil for bringing the produce, and you're not going to blame the soil if something happened that caused it not to produce, or that it produced and then something happened with it. When you ask someone a favor, the same idea applies. It should be equal whether the person is strong or weak in their ability to do it. Which means is this, Rav Ignamil explains this very well, that it doesn't mean that if, let's say, you need a big donation to build a yeshiva, so you shouldn't say to yourself, oh, well, Hashem could give me the money in any way that he could give me. It's all up to Hashem. So if I'm asking for a person money, I'll ask the poor person for money. I'm going to ask someone who has no money and ask him to fund the project. That's also a shtadlus. No, you are asking. You're doing a shtadlus. No, that's not how it works. You have to go within the realm of how nature is. You need to go to somebody who has money. But when he does go to that rich person and asks him for money, his attitude should be the same like if we'd be going to a beggar to ask for help, meaning that Hashem will help him if Hashem desires to do so. That's the idea. If you want to build a yeshiva, yes, you have to go to people that are capable of helping building the yeshiva. You have to go to people who have financial means. That's your hishtadlus. No question that that's your hishtadlus. But you don't rely on him. The yiftach bashlamase al elokim yisbarach. He should rely on Hashem alone for his request to be carried out. Then yishlam al yad echad mehem. And if it's carried out by one of the people whom he asked to help, Yoida Habayre Yisbarach. He should thank Hashem, Ashehishlam Cheftse, who carried out his desire. And the Yoide Lemishanasa Yode, the Chayfas above us here says you should thank the person by whose hand it was carried out. But why? Alibay Hatoivlai, for his good intentions. Vishabayre Hevi Tayalti Al Yode, that Hashem achieved his purpose through them. In other words, you're not thanking the person for doing it. He didn't do it, Hashem did it. You thank him for his good intentions, for wanting to help you, and that he was the good shliach. That's why, you know, especially with from people who understand this concept, and even ones who not, you should sort of couch your thank you in, I'm so grateful that you were the one that was God's agent in helping me out. You know, so you're acknowledging God as helping you out, and you're thanking that person, that's hakaras hatov. That's regular human decency. Hashem wants you to thank his shliach who benefited you. But the real hakaras hatov for actually providing this to you is solely to Hashem. It's well known that Hashem causes good things to happen only by good people, generally. Very rare that Hashem has damage done through good people. So that's the way Hashem works. Hashem will pick someone, a wealthy man that's worthy to build a yeshiva. Hashem will reward that wealthy donor, and he'll have that kindness towards you to give you that money. And you're grateful for that rich person, for whatever righteousness Hashem found in that rich person that spurred Hashem to choose that man as the shliach to do this great thing. But the ultimate Hatava, the ultimate good, you're thanking Hashem himself and Hashem only. Rarely is harm done by good people. Hashem looks for agents suited for each kind of function. So again, we don't fully understand this because a person does have free will, right? And the Chavetz Chaim in Sefer Shem Olam Paragimel, he has a big note there that explains this, that it's all from Hashem. Even though a person has free will, Hashem works it out that a Rasha will be the agent to be the rod to punish a person when needed, and a tzaddik often will be the shliach to benefit a person who needs that. No injustice will be done by a righteous person. Now, this is when the request was carried out. You thank the person for being a shliach, and you thank Hashem for the actual chesed that was done. What happens v'im lo yishlam lo yayadeyam? Let's say that you asked a favor and it was not carried out. They did not do what you asked them to do, and you're disappointed. Al yashimim, don't blame them. V'yitla behem kitzit, don't attribute any shortcoming to them. Ach yoyde lo kim asha bocha le'atayim ezeh, you should thank Hashem who choose what's best for him. In other words, you may be disappointed. You ask this rich man who is capable of giving you this for the yeshiva, and he didn't give you a thing. And you're disappointed and you're upset. But you have to realize that person, that's his own bechira, his own cheshbon. Pertaining to you, Hashem simply did not want you to get the money, or not through him. And that's actually a benefit, because everything Hashem does is good. V'yishabchem. And if they failed, let's say they really tried and they failed, praise them. I thank you for your efforts, even if it didn't work out. So in a case where they flatly refused you, you have to give you that and recognize it's from Hashem. And if they really wanted to help you, but they just weren't matzliach, I tried, but sorry, I was going to give you a ride, but my car broke down also, so I couldn't give you that ride. Certainly you thank the person for his good intentions. So that's very important. This is how you conduct yourself with your acquaintances and with your friends. Anyone who has any dealings with you, your servants and your partners. So that is the idea. Now there are exceptions to this rule. You know, For example, if a parent wants to show his child that he's not happy with the child's laziness, you don't say, I'm not blaming the child for not carrying out my wishes, it's min hashamayim. No. Here there's a chinuch mitzvah. You could show your child a face of displeasure to train that child. Now, in your heart, you should know that if the child messed something up or broke something, let's say you told your child, and they were capable of it, be careful when you're carrying that glass jar or whatever it is, because if you're not careful, it's going to break. And you warned the child, and you told him to be careful. The child, you knew, had the capacity to be careful, but the child was careless, and it broke. Okay? So here, you don't say, oh, it was min hashamayim, and gamzu l'tayva, and everything's wonderful. No, over here, if you sense that it was because of carelessness, then you have a right to rebuke the child, of course, in a gentle, normal way, according to that child's capacity. And you said, you know, I told you, you need to be responsible. You were careless. You weren't holding it the way I told you to do it, and it broke. So that is the idea of a healthy chinuch. Like Moshe, when it says he was angry often, it's just he was in control. He just wanted to show that face. Same thing over here. You know, so when a child, you told them, don't be careless with this, and they were careless and it broke, you have a right, als chinuch, and maybe you should give them a sort of a reproof. You know, you were not careful, as I told you. Next time, be more careful. But in your heart, deep in your heart, you know it was min hashamayim. Hashem decided that should break. That's why it really broke. Now, in a case where the child was not careless, did everything they can to be careful, and then something happened and it broke and it smashed on the floor. There, you know, the Rav Miller doesn't say it over here, but there, I think the reverse is probably true. You say, Baruch Hashem, it's a kapara, it's beautiful. You know, if you know the child was not negligent, they tried and they feel terrible themselves. Oh, yeah, I broke it. They feel horrible about it. There you go, the reverse, and you teach them that concept of bitachin. Baruch Hashem. It broke, it was min hashamayim, let's dance, it's a kapara for something, it'll bring Yeshuas, it will bring more bracha. You have to say gamzu l'tayvas, and you do the chinuch that way, right? That's a really of a shikal adas. If a child was negligent when they broke something, you have a right to give them a certain degree of chinuch musr for that in a normal, healthy way. In your heart, you know, it was min hashamayim that it broke. If the child was not negligent, did everything what they can, and it broke, and they feel bad about it, there you calm the child down, and you talk about how min hashamayim it was. Right? If someone asks you a favor, try to carry it out as best as you could. And your mind should sincerely want to carry it out. It means if the occasion should arrive, that the person's asking the favor is worthy of the effort. And then trust in Hashem to be successful to carry it out. In other words, even when you want to help a person, rely on Hashem. Please help me do this. If Hashem completes the act through you and you were able to do that chesed, you thank Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for the opportunity that I was able to help somebody. Hashem, you're the one who helped me do everything. You did everything. If I tried to help the person and it didn't work, well, he's damn loy lasay and wasn't able to do it. Ayashem nashay. Don't blame yourself. You did everything you could. The idea is chaveir shleikitza. Let his fellow man know that he did not neglect his responsibility. Achash yitrach v'shtadl by atzmai. After going through much trouble and personal effort, and the main thing is that you did your best. So all this is tremendously negay lamaisa. When you're dealing with other people who you're asking favors from, or they're asking favors of you, to recognize that it's all Hashem. Yes, you have to put in the normal, healthy ishtadlus, and you have to thank them as a shliach of Hashem, but everything comes from Hashem. Bracha v'atzlacha.